You already know, when I saw this story on Mediaite this morning, my eyes just lit up. I know I give a lot of conjecture here on the channel when talking about SJWs. We have a lot of fun laughing at them, the miserable people that they are. But the conjecture is wrapped in facts. This stuff we talk about is real. Now, I can't sit here and tell you that these people actually believe what they say. Stephen A. Smith, for example. I don't think Stephen A. believes the propaganda that comes out of his mouth. I cannot get into the minds of these people to know what they're actually thinking, but there are some who I do think actually believe this social justice garbage. They really do view everything, and I mean everything, through the lens of race. The losers that work at Deadspin are a prime example of this. Deadspin has become so irrelevant that it took almost a week for the story that I'm about to share with you to make the news cycle. In most cases, I am willing to give people a pass when they make a mistake, give them the benefit of the doubt, even though, social justice warriors are not willing to do the same for anyone else. Someone makes a mistake, the cancellation volcano on woke Twitter just erupts, like when Wizards announcer Glenn Kontzer made an honest mistake a few weeks ago. He can't say pull the trigger in the NBA. That is a gun reference. The announcer, I think it was for, was it the Golden State Warriors that we talked about a few weeks ago? Same thing, same thing. I defended Dak Prescott 2 weeks ago when he endorsed fans throwing shit at NFL officials. These are honest mistakes. In the case of Dak Prescott, his remarks were completely out of character. But when it comes to Deadspin and what we're about to talk about, I am not willing to give them a pass. Deadspin doesn't make honest mistakes. The entire site has one mission and one mission only: paint the narrative that everything and everyone is racist. Now, it might surprise you, Caron Phillips is not the target of this video. Normally, when we talk about Deadspin, it's because Caron Phillips shit on the internet and called it journalism. The offender this time? Some dude named Sean Beckwith. I scoured the internet trying to find a picture of this guy. His little thing on Deadspin where his picture is supposed to be, it's blurred out. Cannot find a picture of Sean Beckwith. If I had to guess, it's probably because he has a face that screams, "I'm a virgin." I'm okay with that though. If you have a Sasquatch-looking face, there's no need to share it with the rest of us and scare women and children. You're better off staying in your studio apartment writing racially charged articles during breaks of World of Warcraft. Mike McDaniel is the offensive coordinator in San Francisco. This time of year, with teams that have made it this far in the playoffs, their coordinators begin to come up in head coaching searches. Makes perfect sense. NFL teams are always looking for the new young coordinator who is setting the league on fire. Mike McDaniel is 38 years old, already has 17 years of experience in the NFL. He was the offensive assistant in Atlanta when the Falcons choked away that Super Bowl a few years ago. The past few years, he has been learning under Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco, one of the better offensive minds in the league. He's a first-year offensive coordinator. This is his first year. So he doesn't have a wealth of experience in that regard, but the dude's been in the NFL since 2005. So it stands to reason, with the Niners being one game away from the Super Bowl, Mike McDaniel's name would be mentioned in coaching searches. I mean, it makes sense. He's qualified, right? Well, we have to think like a miserable loser. Let's remove common sense from the conversation and think like a future 40-year-old virgin. Take a look at Mike McDaniel here. Here he is. Now, if you viewed everything through the prism of race, and this man right here is being mentioned for head coaching vacancies, what would you think? He's only getting mentioned because he's white. If he was black, he wouldn't be given the same opportunity. The NFL has shown a clear bias against black head coaches. We must stand against this blatant discrimination. That is exactly what Sean Beckwith did. Check out this excerpt from his article. Well, I'm not going to call this an article. That would make Sean Beckwith a journalist, and that's giving him far too much credit. Check out this excerpt, pulled from the steaming pile of shit that he polluted the internet with. "Be careful what you tweet for, people of the online realm." Thanks for the warning, dude. Appreciate it. Let's continue. Mike McDaniel, The San Francisco 49ers offensive coordinator, who has gone viral for his adorable news conferences featuring references to Mike Jones and engaging answers, is ticking off all the boxes to be the next trendy young white guy who takes a head coaching position before one of the many deserving black candidates. Adorable? Adorable? Adorable news conferences? What kind of grown man uses the word adorable when describing another grown man? I bet Sean Beckwith thinks Leah Thomas is adorable too. All the adorable facial hair on that woman as she cranks her gas-powered motor and swims across the pool. Again, I feel like I constantly repeat myself, but what the hell does race have to do with this? Sean Beckwith, he mentions all the trendy white coaches that have been given NFL head coaching jobs over the last few years. He mentions Sean McVay, Matt LaFleur, Cliff Kingsbury, Kevin Stefanski, Zach Taylor. What do all of those guys have in common? In the last 2 years, they've been in the fucking playoffs. So it seems to me, these teams have made the right decision. There is so much that goes into hiring an NFL head coach. His system, his personality, will he fit into the organization? Can he relate to players? Can he lead a group of 53 men along with a coaching staff to the Super Bowl? Does he have experience? How did he get along with people in previous positions? Does he have an eye for talent? How well does he work with quarterbacks? I could keep going, but you get the point. There's not one team in the NFL during the hiring process of a head coach that says, "Is he white? He must be white. Otherwise, we're not interested." NFL teams do not give a shit about race. The only race they care about is the race to the Super Bowl. Sean Beckwith continued, saying Mike McDaniel went to Yale, which is blood in the water for NFL teams. When I was listing what NFL teams consider when hiring a head coach, did you hear me mention college? They don't care about what college you went to. In the case of Mike McDaniel, what college you went to over 15 years ago? This man went to Yale. That school is a football powerhouse. They produce legendary coaches and players. Ryan Fitzpatrick is a smart dude. He's brilliant. Went to Harvard. You know how many playoff games he's won? Zero. There's a bigger issue at play here, though. I always tell you guys, journalism, at least in the mainstream media, is dead, especially a deadspin. When I'm preparing videos, I do my due diligence. If I see something, for example, in the New York Times, I'll cross-check those facts with another source, sometimes two other sources. I don't want to come on here and give you guys erroneous information. Now, that does not mean I don't make mistakes. That doesn't mean I don't overlook things. But for the most part, if I'm giving you factual information, you can rest assured I've done my due diligence. If I were to write a story about Mike McDaniel and I was using race as the premise of my article, you know what the first thing I'm going to do is? I'm going to verify his race. Sean Beckwith didn't bother to do that. Turns out, Mike McDaniel is half black. Black father, black grandmother. So, if he were hired by an NFL team, you know what Mike McDaniel would be? A black head coach. Oops! These people are so stupid. This is journalism 101 type stuff. Now, I'll give the editor at Deadspin a little bit of credit. Once this mistake was revealed, they didn't try to run and hide and take the article down. The embarrassment is still live for all of us to see. Now, I think they might have done this on purpose, though. This story has been picked up by several media outlets, so it's probably the most traffic Deadspin has received to their site in years. The editor, he added a note at the beginning of the article. "We learned after we published this bullshit that we called Mike McDaniel a white guy when he is in fact biracial. We understand that we suck and apologize for proving it once again." This should be humiliating for Deadspin, but it's not. It's not. These people don't care. They don't have any journalistic integrity. The only thing that matters is pushing the narrative. And they wonder. They wonder why site traffic at Deadspin is down 60 to 70% in the last few years. Sean Beckwith, if you're watching this video, I'm going to give you some free advice. Put down your Cabbage Patch doll, turn off Star Trek, and start spicing up your resume. Journalism's not for you, dude. You need to find another career. Clearly, you are afraid to show your face. Maybe you're facially impaired, but that's okay. That's okay. There are plenty of jobs here in America where you would not be required to be viewed by the general public. You could be a janitor. You could work with animals at a vet's office, though that might not be a good idea. That might not work for you. Most SJWs, they're afraid of the damn climate. So working with dogs, probably not a good idea. But you get the point. You should find another career because you are just embarrassing yourself in journalism. All right, let me know what you guys think. Another week, another video bashing Deadspin. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.